This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Quinter, Kansas at Frontier Ag, where I'm visiting with Chasen Rathbun. He's the location manager here. Chasen, seen a pretty good wheat harvest so far?
It's been good. All in all, it's been a decent harvest. Good quality and variable yields, but overall pretty good.
What have you heard about yields generally?
A large range, stuff that got hail damage or didn't come up, you know, in the 15s. Heard some stuff up in the 70s on some dry land, irrigated better than that.
And you said the quality's been good. Have you had good test weights?
Good test weights. Upper 50s into a few loads, you know, up in the 62, 63, 4 range.
But I would guess with some of the wheat, it's been variable on that as well.
Absolutely.
How much hail damage was there around this area?
Depending on the location where you fall, I mean, there's different areas north of Quinter here that got some, and even some south, but it just very spotty.
And did that wipe out the crop in those areas in some cases?
Some cases, yeah. Some cases, it's just enough that they need to harvest it anyway.
What about disease? Was that a problem this year?
There have been some reports of some disease in basically from the Joaquini area all the way through this area as well.
Did that cause quality problems? Were they able to spray it and take care of some of it, or what happened with that?
Some of it, yes. Some of it, no. Some of it was stuff that they couldn't do anything about. I'll just leave it at that.
And as far as protein, has that been pretty good?
Protein has been good as a whole. Different areas, higher protein, different areas, a little lower, but as an average, we're doing well.
And has this area around Quinter also been lacking in moisture?
Absolutely lacking in moisture all through this part of the state.
So that has obviously caused some problems with, like you said, some of the wheat not germinating last year. And looking at fall crops, you have to have some rain coming in pretty soon, or there's problems there, I'm sure.
Absolutely. You know, we could use a good rain through this country, and basically the fall crops have got a good start, but without some rain, we're going to be struggling.
Thank you, Chasen. I'm at Frontier Ag in Quinter, Kansas. This is Jim Winger.